Was anyone ever told not to run in the church house? It didn't matter if you were at church on Thursday afternoon there to pick up a piece of piano music with your mother, you better not run in the church. I have a friend whose dad was a pastor, and my friend tells the story of when he was a young boy, and one Sunday morning, during the service, he had squirmed loose from his usual station by his mother and started rolling underneath the pews. And he rolled all the way to the front into the altar. And when he saw his dad looming down at him, my friend, as a kid, gave him the double barrel and then started rolling back underneath the pews. Well, you're not supposed to do that at church. I remember another time, a Sunday morning, my older brother was sitting in the youth section where all the teenagers sat, and I was sitting with my dad because I wasn't a teenager yet. My dad scribbled on a piece of paper, folded it up, and he whispered to me, "Go give this to your brother." So as discreetly as an 8-year-old could, I tiptoed to where my brother was sitting and I gave him the note. He opened it up and it read, "Zip it." You don't talk in church, do you? Well, there have been certain expectations in place for a long time of what is to take place when the church gathers and what is not supposed to take place. And as my stories reflect, our children have been the bullseye for those expectations for several generations now. We expect and teach our children to act a certain way when the worship service is in process. But what about us as adults? Do you have any reasonable expectations for yourself? Do you have any expectations of what should be taking place when the church gathers? Do you have any expectations as to the role of the pastor? And are those expectations biblical? You see, we're right in the middle of a section where expectations are about to be given to us. But for the most part of church history, the expectations have not been placed on children, but on adults. What should be expected of adults in the church service? What should be expected of the pastor? What are the preferences? Well, Paul begins 1 Corinthians 14 with a command. It's an imperative. Listen to what it says. "Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy." I want you to notice the words Paul is using. Pursue, earnestly desire, especially. What does it mean to pursue love? Well, it means to follow after love. That word pursue can be used of a person who is persecuting someone else. In fact, that's how the word is translated more times than not in the New Testament. So there is this intensity about the pursuit. It's not a passive hunting. That's what we do in the deer stands, waiting for something to pass us by. But this word means to be on the prowl, on the hunt, until you catch what it is you're after, an intense searching after. We are to be in pursuit of the type of love described in chapter 13. This people, God's people, at this time when they gather together in their corporate worship, should be the most loving people on all the earth. Why? Because we have been commanded to pursue Spirit-produced love in the outworking of our gifts towards one another. Today when you pray, please pray for Danny Ballard and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Vi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Liberia.